Hey there, party people. Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party, a life-changing discovery at the Library of Jace Beleriand. Merit Lage is an interdimensional horror from some other world. Though the prismatic orbs keep her trapped in a glacier, it appears her will can stretch far beyond her prison, far enough to reach Ravnica. Now our players must confront a dangerous example of her unfiltered corruption. Can they hope to face the horror, or will their failings at Zonit 4 haunt them once again? Find out this week on Encounter Party!
So as you jump down into the cavity, probably no more than 20 yards across, there is no hesitation whatsoever. As soon as you enter this domain, there is a swarm of minuscule black tendrils that start leeching out around the mouth of the cave as this horrific towering monstrosity pulls itself out from the mouth of the cave. And the first thing that immediately comes into your mind is you hear this terrible screech from five different orifices. This sure reminds you a hell of a lot of that salamander crisis from down at the bottom of the Zonit. However, unlike that in its draconic form, Perix, I need a nature check.
How's a natural one?
You have no idea what this could possibly have
yeah,
been.
Yeah, okay.
It comes on a myriad of legs on a base. The number is indifferent because there's five, then there's four, then there's eight, as the ichor leeches outside of it to pull itself across the cavern of the mouth of this volcano. And then you see what looks like arms are instead five very distinct heads rise up in a writhing swarm pattern. Each of these heads have an orchestra of black tendrils whipping all around them. And as this Hydra creature rears up again, would you all please roll initiative?
All right. 22.
19.
17.
3.
Oh,
buddy.
Honey.
You're doing great.
Bringing up the rear.
Bringing up the rear.
Okay, beginning of combat. Top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach is going to make his movement directly toward Ulash, the Hate Seed. And as an action, will activate the spores in his body. And as a bonus action, a flaming sword appears in his hand.
Perix.
Perix will move to his right, clearing the line to the thing from Lorzach. And the crystal around Perix's neck starts to crackle with that same lightning energy, and he brings his hands together for that good, good Kamehameha blast of lightning bolt. That would be a dexterity save 16, please.
9.
Great! It's nice. 10, 16, 18, 21, 23, 28, 29 points of lightning damage.
29 points of lightning damage.
And how does lightning seem to do?
So your lightning rips out from your hand and arcs through and manages to catch the neck of one of these hell maws, and you just slice one of these heads off.
Great.
And damage it. Right into the possible abdomen, I don't know. Again, it is that sort of dark fluid ichor that you guys experienced down at the bottom of Zonit 4.
Great.
Fikara.
Yes, I am just going to slowly, determinedly walk up to this thing and hit it with all of my maces and just be like, this is for Brevin, you piece of shit.
Yeah, shout out to Brevin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because in my brain, it's of
it's
course
like,
the same thing.
Fikara says that.
For you, yeah. It was the decimation of your village. The apocalypse come to life.
but for Ambice.
Hey. Ooh, nat 20.
It was a Tuesday.
So that would be a 27, a 20, and a 14.
Everything except the 14 hits.
Cool. So the first one will be 9.
Okay, 9 damage.
And then the next one will be 15.
15 damage. Roger, dodger. It's now its turn. And as you've noticed, it has multiple maws on top of its body.
How many of them have to make a constitution saving throw?
Just the singular creature at once has to make a constitution saving throw. A 24.
Yeah, it saves. Ah.
That's not scaling up super awesomely.
Useful data.
It's a huge creature. Huge monstrosity, unaligned. Okay, so each one of these maws are going to make a strike. As there are two of you, you are each going to get attacked twice up at the front. So first we'll go to Fakara.
Okay.
Both of those are going to miss. And for Lorzach, I have a natural 20. Please confirm.
Yep.
So that's a 25 and then a 24 for the other roll.
And both of those hit.
Brian is fist pumping in the air.
Brian gets to do stuff. Series 2. Okay, the first hit will be 7 piercing damage. The second hit will be 13 piercing damage.
Ooh, okay.
Chomp, chomp. Last up, Salorin.
Salorin's gonna run up to the creature, and but right before he hits, he thinks to himself, who the heck is Brevin? The first attack will
be... What's up, Brevin?
The first attack will be a 18.
Oh, I saw that roll the way that it did. And the, yes, an 18 will hit.
Great.
I saw that bank off a folded piece of paper and then roll back onto a better number.
Yes, it did. I'm going to use Divine Smite at a second level spell slot. So that is...
Counterspell.
What?
No. I'll keep doing it till it's not funny.
All right. So I believe that is... 3d8 of radiant damage along with my 1d8 for my Morningstar. Morningstar does 7 damage.
Okay.
Then 4 radiant, 11, 5 extra, that's 16. That's 22 points of damage, 15 points of radiant damage, plus the 7 regular damage.
So the total attack was 22 damage?
Yes.
Okay.
That was one attack.
Yes.
You have another, right?
I do. So Lauren is going to make a second attack. He pulls the Morningstar out of the ichor and just rams it in again.
Nope.
That's a 14 plus 6, 20. Oh,
I mean, sorry, I misspoke. Can I take that again?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to use Divine Smite again. That is 3d8 of damage. That is 6 points of regular piercing damage from the Morningstar and 3 points of radiant damage.
Ooh.
So 9?
Yep.
You getting tired?
It's the heat. It's getting to him. Yeah, he's not used to this climate.
That armor is probably not super...
It's like wearing an oven.
Yeah. Okay, top of the order, Lorzach. Oh, sorry, at the end of the round.
Ah, God damn it.
Yeah, sorry. At the end of the round, where that one head was cut off, you see two tendrils sprout out and blossom into maws. And where there once was 4, now you see 6 slithering maws above this creature.
Great job, Perix.
Thanks.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Lorzach is going to strike with his flaming sword and his scimitar. And will a 26 hit?
Yes.
And will a 15 hit?
Yes. It's quite soft.
Good to note. Mm-hmm.
Very good to note.
It's made of, like, ink.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's 31 points of damage.
Ooh!
Nice.
Can you please describe your attack for me?
Lorzach notes the fresh... heads wriggling out from the ruined stump of its neck and lunges with the flaming blade to try and cauterize it before it can continue growing.
With quick action, you manage to slice one of the two growing heads off before it can finish blossoming. Perix.
So the last time that worked pretty good, but, you know, it came back with 2 heads, so I'm wondering if that wasn't the best course of action, so we're going to try a new one. So, looking around, we're in a volcano. There's rocks everywhere. You know how this works. The crystal glows a light blue, and you see a rock get pulled up from next to him and launched at full velocity at this monstrosity. Dexterity save 16, please.
11.
Great! For 23 points of bludgeoning damage.
23 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yes.
Okay. Well done.
Thanks!
Fakara,
Fakara will sidestep to make sure she's out of the way of any spells that are coming and take one mace in one hand, one in the other, and just slam them both on the
thing.
On the thing that is in front of her. And I'll just scream to Lorzach, we've beaten one of these sort of before. We can do this. And I'll send Bardic Inspiration to Lorzach.
Thanks, but we ran away last time.
That's why I said sort of.
That's factually inaccurate.
That is another nat 20.
Yay! Yeah! What up?
So Fakara, Landry's going to show up and not believe this.
I know. I feel like all last night, Fakara found a book on dice rolling.
I was practicing with the dice that I keep. I'm just like, all right, we got this. So that'll be a 27 and a 24. So
both will hit.
Fantastic. We'll take the 24 first, and that will be a 6 bludgeoning. And then the next one will be 14 bludgeoning.
Thank you very, very much.
It's the most bludgeoning damage the party's done in a while.
I think this is the most hit in a while.
That's very true.
So you continue to wail on this black horror that you've seen, very similar to the salamander down at the bottom of Zonnet 4, but it now has gone back to its starting 5 heads, each of which will make attacks on everybody. We will throw 2 at... we're going to randomize this because you guys all did some damage. So first head is going to be Lorzach. Second head is going to be Salorin. Third head is going to be Lorzach. Fourth head is going to be Fakara. Fifth head is going to be Salorin. So 2, 2, and 1. We'll start with Fakara. An 18.
Just hits.
An 18. You will take 11 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
Salorin. Bite, bite. It will be a 19 and a 16.
Both miss.
Both miss.
Ooh.
Lorzach. It will be a 27 and a 23.
Lordy.
They hit.
All right.
The streak continues.
It happens quite frequently with like one person who has like we would attack Lennox all the time and it would just like get miss, and his AC was so high and then we'd just like crunch the person who needed the break.
Yeah.
Lorzach, collectively... Dude, I just rolled really high on you. I'm so sorry. Collectively, it is 32 points of piercing damage.
That's crazy. Jesus. You up?
Yeah, he's up.
Okay.
But he felt that.
Okay.
And there's just a cloud of spores that dust off of him. It's like beating a rug.
I'm sorry, it does need to make a saving throws. Yes, did we skip that?
We did skip constitution saving throws.
Yes, it does need to do that. Yes. Okay.
Constitution is a 16.
It saves.
That's the end of his turn. Salorin.
Salorin sees the huge hit that Lorzach took and lays hands on him and gives him back 30 HP.
Ooh.
And then whispers, "You ran away last time?"
Inspiration.
Thank you.
Take that, please. Playing in character makes me happy. All right, team, there's a free advantage roll.
That's my turn.
Okay. So
actually, wait. That is my turn.
Okay.
All right.
So, at the end of the round of combat, Lorzach, feeling confident, I know exactly what you were thinking. Regenerative monsters are usually weak to fire. These are things you know in the Undercity. But whatever this is not natural. It's a horror. And where you preemptively sliced off that one head, another 2 blossom in its place. It now has 7 heads. Top of the round, Lorzach.
Lorzach is going to do his best to sever as many heads as he possibly can with 2 blades acting as really big flaming scissors. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 hits.
Then the 26 will also hit.
Yes.
God damn it, Lorzach. Need some 6s?
No, because he has to reactivate some stuff before he gets more. So it's 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage. What type of damage, please?
So 13 is fire damage, and then the other 7 is just slashing damage.
Okay.
I am worried that elemental damage makes it tougher. The heads came back when heads went away by elemental attacks. Talking out loud!
Well, bludgeoning and piercing seems to be working okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know why all y'all are having problems. I'm fine.
And that's the turn.
Perix.
It worked once, we'll keep throwing damage, and no head came back last time. So, not changing the crystal, light blue, catapult is coming with a rock straight at this monstrous piece of shit.
That was a weird suffix.
Yeah, it didn't go great.
A strange course correction.
Yeah, it just didn't feel like fixing it.
It's got to make a dex save.
He has to make a dex 16 save, please.
16 exactly.
No!
15 plus 1.
Okay, well, he dodges.
The heads just, like the Rurik Thar battle, they just...
split out of the way, yeah.
Like a curtain, just... whoosh,
whoosh. That happened in the Hercules movie, right? He
yes.
Like, shoots the arrow and...
Thank you for
went.
Grabbing the reference.
Yeah.
Great.
Shout out to Hercules.
Looking for sponsors. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Figara.
Question. This is two sizes bigger than us?
Yes.
All right, cool. Then I won't do that. But what I will do...
I was going to pick it up, but...
Yeah, throw it. What were you going to do?
I was going to try to shove it with my horns.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's a thing.
I mean, horns. Into the cave. Please continue your turn.
It wasn't not... I was working on the idea. I wasn't finished. I will go ahead and just start drumming on it more with my maces. Be like, it was really big and scary. We didn't have much of a choice, dude.
The conversation continues about breakfast.
That will be a 23 and a 10.
The 23, yes.
All right, cool.
But I'm also imagining you're just giving this monster, like, tummy drums. It's like,
but yeah. It's like squishy. It's like,
you're burping it.
Okay, that will be a 10 bludgeoning, and I will also take my bonus action to hit again. And that will not hit, because that was like a 9.
9 will not hit.
Okay.
So, 10 total bludgeoning?
Yes.
10 all day bludgeoning.
Thank you very, very much. It's now its turn. And we will randomly determine who it's attacking.
And which one makes a constitution saving throw.
Well, the creature as a whole, it is one enemy, so it will take constitution saving throws as a whole. It rolls a 6. 10.
And it takes 4 necrotic damage.
Takes 4 necrotic damage. Great. Okay, so head number 1, Fakara. Head number 2, Salorin. Head number 3, Salorin. Head number 4, Salorin.
Ooh, Salorin.
Head number, so 130. Head number 5, Lorzach. Head number 6, Fakara. Head number 7, Fakara. So 3, 3, and 1.
Wait, how Lord many times
dodges
you're
a bullet.
Getting attacked 3 times.
Oh, lovely.
Solidarity.
Good. The first one is a 21. The second one is a 27. The third one is a 15.
Oh, the third one doesn't hit.
You will take 19 piercing damage as these maws come down and not only bite onto you, but you start to feel these black tendrils trying to invade your system. Would you please make a constitution saving throw?
Cool. See? Super scary. That will be a 21.
21 is good. You are fine. You are fighting off the rejections, but you're starting to get a massive headache. So, Lauren, let's take some damage.
We'll see.
First attack is a 19.
Miss.
Second attack is a 22.
Yup.
Third attack is also a 22.
Yup. Spoke too soon.
So, 2 will land. Let's take some damage. You will take a total of 20 piercing damage. Would you please make a constitution saving throw?
You got it. That is a big fat 11.
11 is okay. Again, you're starting to get a headache, though. Lorzach, an 18.
It hits.
You will take 14 points of piercing damage.
Right.
No check for you. Next up, Salorin.
Just as a reminder, on constitution saves, you will all get a plus 5 because of my aura. So Lauren looks at Fakara and just goes, excuses, and hits with the Morning Star.
This is such a good bit.
Ooh, that is going... I'm going to channel divinity.
Counterspell.
And make that a 19.
Yes, a 19 will hit.
Great. I'm going to channel a level 2 spell slot and use Divine Smite.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just love paladins, though. Like, I'm not even going to pretend like I don't giggle every time I hear Divine Smite, because I love it.
That is 11 points of piercing damage with 9 points of radiant damage, or 20 points of damage total.
20 points of damage total in a single attack?
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to go again with his Morning Star. That is a 21 to hit.
Yes!
Yep.
and that is 6 damage piercing.
Okay. You do manage to bludgeon one of its heads off of its body.
Now we will find out about my theory.
That is the end of my turn.
Okay, at the end of the round, where once you cut off a head, 2 more bloom in its place.
Theory did not go well.
There are now 8 heads on this monstrosity that continues to flail and grow in wild tendrils. Also, before we begin the next round, I will let you know I'm not a very nice dungeon master. If dice hit the table and you proclaim a number, this ain't poker. If you forgot to use a particular ability or check or modifier, that's your own responsibility to know your own dice rolls. Got it? No going backsies. So back at the top of the order, as this monstrosity, this horror begins to writhe and writhe more frantically, as more and more heads seem to pustulate out from the black ichor, and it springs more and more tendrils from around itself, you can see that it's aware of you. It's not just a mindless attack, and it's doing everything it can to try and counter your presence, as if itself is a thinking mound. Lorzach.
Lorzach opens his hand, the flaming blade disappearing as he clutches the Staff of Withering and snaps it forward to strike. And that's a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
And expending one of the charges of the Staff of Withering, Lorzach does 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. Of what type of damage?
So 6 necrotic damage, 2 poison damage, and 7 magic damage.
Okay.
End of turn.
Perix.
So Perix is looking at this thing and is honestly, the scientist in him has been completely replaced by fear. This thing is terrifying. It's everything he saw at the bottom of the Zonnet. It's everything that killed his friends. He is not a happy camper, but he also knows that every time they do some damage, heads are appearing, and that seems like a losing battle. So putting his fear aside, he stares deep into this thing, right into the place he doesn't want to be, and casts Mind Spike. Could it please make a wisdom save 16?
Natural 20.
Well, we won't find out if this is effective.
Please confirm the natural 20.
That's a 20.
Okay, so it takes no damage?
Nothing happens.
So, Ned, you cast...
I lied. It does take half damage.
Take half?
Yeah.
Psychic damage?
Yep.
Great.
15 divided by 7.
7. 7 psychic damage.
7 psychic damage.
So you probe into this monster with a psychic attack, and you immediately feel a backlash of your damage coming back at you. How much damage dice did you roll with that attack?
3.
3.
D8.
D8s. You will receive 3 D8 psychic damage back upon you, which will be 13... 21 psychic damage back onto you. I also need a wisdom saving throw or you fall unconscious. The target is 16.
Nat 20.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Nat 20, so a 23.
And we can breathe again.
So you can feel, like, you know when you eat too much wasabi and it just sort of like reaches around the back of your brain? It's that, but black. And your mind goes limp as this horrific visage of ichor in ice goes plaguing into your brain. And we will deal with the after effects of that after this combat. Fakara!
Listen, we were just having a really tough day, okay, Saloran? And I'll hit it with the mace 2 times.
This is so good.
So that's going to be an 18 and a 25.
Both will hit.
Okay, first one.
What up, Fakara?
Is going to be 7 bludgeoning, and the second one will be 7 bludgeoning. And then as a bonus action, I will take my second wind, gain back some 13 hit points.
Great.
And then I will action surge in order to do cure wounds for another 8. So that was 15 plus 8, 23.
Great.
I like to imagine now Sean Connery saying action surge.
Action surge.
Action surge.
What's happening over there, DM?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what?
He's rolling to see who it's attacking, and it's only Fakara.
So, randomly determining of the 3 people in range who is getting attacked by heads. 1 will attack Lorzach. 1 will attack Saloran. 6 of the heads will strike at Fakara.
I'm super glad I just healed back up.
I'm so sorry. Let's start.
It's all right.
Let's start.
Can I get a constitution saving throw?
You may.
Thank you.
A 4.
6 necrotic damage.
6 necrotic damage. Good, because I burned that shitty roll on that instead of what I'm going to attack you with. Lorzach, it will be a 22.
Yeah, that hits.
Saloran, it will be a 17.
Miss.
Lorzach, you will take 7 piercing damage.
Oh, no.
Fakara.
Yeah?
I have 2 misses.
Yay.
I have an 18 and a 21, so 2 hits.
Okay.
And then I have an 18 and a 13.
The 13 will not hit.
Whew, so 3 out of 6.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Not half bad.
Okay, I'm not the worst person in the world yet.
Hit her so hard.
Oh.
That's...
Oh.
Everyone grimaces.
Oh, it's a lot.
Like, how much a lot?
Okay, all 3 attacks total.
Yeah.
43 piercing damage.
Not dead.
Ooh-wee.
Nice healing.
Oh, good catch on the app.
Really incredible call.
Really,
really incredible thoughts. Holy shit.
Ooh.
You had 6 strikes and you didn't drop.
It's amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
Ouch.
Also, hooray, we're still alive. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ooh.
And I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Yay.
You get plus 5 on both.
Oh, that's much better. Okay, cool. So for this...
I'm Elias. Opposing strength check, wisdom saving throw.
So wisdom saving throw is going to be 15. And
that's
the...
with the aura?
Yes.
That's going to fail.
Okay. The strength was 23.
Okay. Let's resolve the wisdom thing first. Target number is 16 for the wisdom saving throw.
So close.
You will take an additional 5 psychic damage.
Okay. All right. That's...
Still up?
Yes.
Okay. I need a wisdom saving throw to stay conscious.
Okay, for me.
Yes.
Okay, I think I can do it. I can do this. I got this. Like, I'm totally, I'm not going down.
Plus 5.
That's a 21.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Sorry, it's only a 20.
I was going to say, that's a 20.
Target 16. Now, an opposing strength check, please.
Okay. That is going to be a 23.
You win. You are not restrained.
Yay!
Dave, you want to play?
Yes, please.
Come on in.
So Lawrence yells, there's a better time to have this conversation.
We're still going.
It's only 6 seconds.
Every time we get there, I keep forgetting that this conversation is still happening. It's a joy every time.
He's going to hit him with the Morningstar. That is a 23 to hit. Going to channel Divine Smite. That is 14 total.
Okay.
7 of that is piercing. The rest is radiant damage. He's going to hit again. That is a 16 to hit.
Will hit.
Great. And he's also going to burn another spell slot to hit it with the Divine Smite.
Yes, okay. Divine
Could
Smite.
Could you just do me a favor and announce what level slot you're burning every time you do that? That would be helpful for me, please.
Both times were level 1 spell slots.
Great.
The first one was a 3, 6, 13 radiant damage, coupled with 8 piercing damage, 21 total.
21 damage total?
Yes, on the second strike.
On the second attack, you destroy 1 hit. End of the round, where once there was 1, now there is 2. It now has 9 heads and, like, a ton of hit points.
Yeah, we got that.
It is bloodied.
Yay! You guys, it means we're halfway there!
It was bloodied towards the beginning of the round when Fakara whacked it, actually.
We may be living on a prayer, though.
We're halfway there.
Get out, both of you.
Oh.
So, you hear another massive scream from 9 heads simultaneously, but because you're over halfway there, it modulates. Lorzach. That was for you, buddy.
Okay, you're that. Fuck you.
That was for you. That was not appropriate. That was a gift.
Yeah.
Lorzach grips the staff of withering, sickly green spores wafting through the skeletal fingers, and strikes for a 21 to hit.
21 hits.
Expending a charge of the staff of withering, Lorzach deals 10 necrotic damage, 1 poison damage, 12 magic damage.
You destroy head. Perix.
Okay, so Perix does not love these wisdom saves that everyone is taking. And so all of a sudden you see the raven fly down and land on Lorzach's shoulder, and he is going to cast Enhance Ability at a 3rd level, so the raven will hop from Lorzach's shoulder to Fakara to cast it on 2 targets.
Thanks. What,
does it have a speed restriction?
The bird has a 50-foot flight.
I would say that's okay.
I actually would like to ask this question. It says that at a third level, I can use it on a second creature, but it doesn't actually say if I have to be touching both simultaneously or if it just has to be touchable within my movement. You know what I'm saying?
What is the range on the spell?
Touch.
So if the range of the spell is touch,
yeah.
Now you can cast that through your familiar.
Yes.
Which is totally fine. The problem is you can't have movement interrupting the resolution of an ability.
So the bird would have to be touching both of them.
The bird, right.
Hypothetically.
Right. You must be in physical contact either with your familiar or yourself, or your familiar touching one person and you touching another person. I'm okay with that. But you can't pause an ability
to go do the other part of it.
To take a move action or a partial move action to go do something else.
Got it. Then I have 40 feet of movement, so I will do it with Perix himself. Perix runs, it's 30 feet up to Lorzach and Saloran, yeah?
Sure.
Puts his hands on their backs and casts Enhance ability at a third level, which means you now have advantage on wisdom checks because you have the owl's wisdom. And then I'm going to back up for 10 feet. So you have the owl's wisdom. You now have advantage on wisdom checks for
Great.
The next hour. And I am going to take arcane recovery to get a third level slot back.
Okay, Fakara.
I will go ahead and we're just going to hit it. I'm just going to hit it. We're just going to beat it in the face. Faces.
Get it dead.
So I'm just going to hit it again with my maces.
Yeah.
And I'll just also yell to Sloan, fine, we'll talk about it later. So that'll be a 10, a 22, and a 24.
The 22 and the 24 will hit, the 10 misses.
That'll be 6 bludgeoning damage and 7 bludgeoning damage.
13 all day.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
You have sort of realized by now that, you know, maces are great, but smacking mush with a blunt object is less effective than you'd like it to be.
Right. Gotcha.
But you're chunking away.
Yeah, you know.
Don't be discouraged.
Persistence.
You're doing good.
Positive thinking.
I'm proud of you.
Aw, shucks.
It's now its turn.
It takes a constitution saving throw.
It fails.
It takes 6 necrotic damage. We're all Widget now.
We're all Widget. Widget has taken over.
We're all Widget.
I appreciate you thinking about it.
We're here for you, buddy.
Thank you. 6 necrotic damage?
6 necrotic damage.
I'm retiring.
Okay, here's how this is going to work. This time, there are only 8 heads. 2 will attack Fakara. 1 will attack Saloran. 5 will come after Lorzach.
Oh.
We'll start with Fakara. I have an 18 and a 12.
18 will hit.
You will take 17 piercing Ooh. Damage.
I'm down.
You're down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down.
Saloran is going to sigh and activate an Orzhov charm. You are back up to 1 HP.
Yay!
Can you use it as a reaction?
Yes, I can.
Your charm vanishes after you activate it. You know, there comes a point when you're at the edge of the table and you think, you know, this will be fun. At some point, you're going to need this special item that I gave you, and it'll be great for the podcast. Fuck me. So, the charm states that you are reduced to 0 hit points. You can use your reaction to have it drop to 1 point instead. So you've never actually reached 0 hit points, which means I need a wisdom saving throw. And then if you survive that, we'll do a strength test.
Oh, okay. So wisdom first.
With plus 5.
With plus five. He's trying really hard to help you.
Appreciate it.
Target is 16.
That's going to be a 10.
You're going to take 3 psychic damage.
Okay.
Back down.
Saloran
sees...
No, you're getting attacked,
yep,
buddy.
Yep, sorry.
A 16 will miss. Okay, Lorzach. A 17 and a 26.
Both hit.
Okay. 19 and a 16.
16 misses.
Okay, 19 hits.
Yeah.
And the last one is a 25.
It still hits.
That's a lot of hits. How are you doing on HP?
I mean, he was doing pretty good.
I rolled super low, buddy. Super, super, super low. 2 ones and a 2. So it will be 35 piercing damage total. So the heads are starting to coordinate, and while some of them are sort of distracted trying to get some picks here and there, they seem to have found strength in collectively attacking people at once. And so five of these Hellmaws just reach down and start picking at you. You did suffer a hit. I need you to please make a wisdom saving throw. The target is 16.
All right. With advantage, right?
You have advantage on wisdom saving throws, yes.
So that's going to be a 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
yeah, that's good.
I have a plus 12 on wisdom saving throws.
Yeah, no, it's good. He was so dejected.
Holy crap.
It's a 30. Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Holy
And then I need an opposing strength check, please.
Ooh, all right, here we go.
This is the one.
I rolled a natural one.
Okay, well, I rolled a 10.
Great.
So
its total is 6. So unless you have a negative 5 modifier.
No.
You're fine. Great. You are not grappled.
Yay.
Or restrained. Sorry, you're not restrained. Hey, Saloran.
Great.
Get in there, buddy.
So if I move towards Fakara, that provokes an attack of opportunity?
No, as long as you move sort of around the creature as long as you are right next to the creature, you can move around it without provoking opportunity. It's only when you step away.
So Lauren is moving close to Fakara and is going to cast Cure Wounds on her. She'll get back the full 13.
Yeah!
Hooray!
As she pops back to consciousness, so Lauren says, "You owe me."
Again?
That is my turn.
At the end of the round, you cut a head off. Two more sprout. It now has 10 heads.
Could be better. Not great.
How are you doing?
I haven't been doing.
You're all right.
I'm fine. Yeah. I got that psychic damage, but I'm hanging out behind you
all.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm doing that thing that wizards do.
Okay.
Just gotta burn it ASAP.
Lorzach's knuckles tighten on the haft of the Staff of Withering, and with one last desperate strike before he's expended all charges, hits with a 21.
21 hits.
12 necrotic damage.
Yeah.
11 magic damage.
Ooh.
1 poison damage.
24 total?
24 total.
Okay. You can see its flailing start to get quieter. Perix.
So, really excited by the hole Saloran has just made in front of the creature, Perix takes one step to his left to the straight line attack of a lightning bolt. Please make a dexterity 16 saving throw as lightning energy shoots in a straight line out of his hands directly at the creature.
16.
Mother God! Fuck you, fine.
15 plus 1.
You still take... This is the one you had to fucking succeed on?
Did you roll like nothing but fives and sixes
yes!
on your dice?
33 divided by 2 is 16 points of damage when you round down. Lightning damage.
Fakara?
Yes?
You need to connect.
Okay.
Prayers up for Fakara.
You've already action surged, correct?
I've already action surged,
okay.
But I can still make 3 attacks.
Yes.
So.
I believe in you.
I'm going to do that. First attack.
There are 10 heads waiting to strike you if this doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. I know. I am one with the idea of
the
my mortality.
The tension is palpable. You can palp it.
I don't even know how to palp.
I'm going to give you my point of inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
I have inspiration.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I can do that.
You
what?
Have got...
It
is it a nat 20? Oh, it's a nat 1. It's a double nat 1.
Oh, no.
It's a double nat 1.
Viewers at home, it was lovely to be here.
Oh, no.
I slipped 4 attacks.
Yes, you do. Can I please give you this one? You've only rolled it once, and it did really well last
I'm
time.
I'm here for this.
Brian, your dance is unappreciated by everyone at this table.
This is great.
I'm sorry. I'm dying on the inside.
And the outside.
What?
There's another nat 1 in that roll.
Oh, my God.
There's another nat 1 in that roll. There's also a not nat 1 in that roll.
What are the chances?
What's the other one? What's the one that's not a 1?
It's an 18.
Okay. Does an 18 hit?
I gotta look. Hit.
You can do it. We believe
in
you.
Take it down, take it down.
So hard.
With one savage blow, the horror that was at one HP.
Will take 7 bludgeoning damage.
It will take half, and with 3 bludgeoning damage, Fakara or Droon just starts wailing on this thing until it's just putty in the ground. I'm trying to have a serious conversation about party dynamics, and you keep interrupting.
Would you just go away?
So Lauren lays his hand on her and says, "That'll do, Cal. That'll do."
And then perhaps there's like another like wiggle and you just get back.
And just start headbutting everything. Oh my gosh.
That was
3 nat 1.
Oh my gosh.
She got there.
Sarah,
holy
you
shit,
may keep
man.
That die that I gifted you.
Thank you.
It would have had 10 attacks. Oh, that's outrageous.
That could have wiped out 3 of us in one turn.
Yeah, then I just would have been Perix.
How the fuck?
Woo-wee.
Hey, get him out now because it's gonna get harder.
Like, burn those now.
Get him out now. All right.
I wanna just do something with Rurik Thar while we're in this emotional state.
Great.
Yeah, we're good.
And so, as you guys are stamping out this black pudding, you hear the two-headed ogre, Rurik and Thar, come sliding down the hill into you. He seems unfazed and walks amongst you, standing over Fakara as she's smashing into this goo, and just says,
"Now you see, that was but a beast. What if the true power comes to Ravnica?"
Also, anyone who takes a moment to kind of look around and just sort of check everyone to make sure everyone is okay, you can see Perix trying very hard to hide this horrendous splitting headache that he has. And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com? They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
As I'm playing in the mush that was this monster,
mm-hmm.
Is there an orb?
No, there is no orb.
Okay.
Perix will sit and block out the world and try to fathom what just entered his mind.
I'll take a wisdom saving throw for that, please.
12
plus 5?
17.
It's going to be a rough night.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Great.
Is there anything left of this creature that Saloran could examine?
I mean, it's a big old pile of mush, but it's similar in the sense that you guys saw down at the bottom of Zonit 4. But it's like once it's defeated, it doesn't retain its shape.
Right.
It just sort of down into like a melted gelatinous mess. So when you kill it, it doesn't really maintain its shape. It just sort of down into a gelatinous mush.
Disgusting.
You can poke around in it if you want.
So Lauren would not do that.
Perix didn't fight the last one either. This is technically the first he's seen. Perix would like to get a closer look of the goo, see. I mean, obviously it doesn't keep its form as you said, but Perix doesn't really know that yet. So he's going to investigate to look and see if he can identify any compounds within it or whatever could make up this structure from a biological standpoint.
You want to touch it?
I think Perix would probably do the kind of like poke at it with a stick. I don't think Perix would like put his hand into it. That seems insane.
Why not?
Brian.
Come on, touch it.
No, right. I don't want to do that. So Perix is going to investigate at a slight distance.
Yeah. Investigation.
17.
So it is a black sticky goo. I would say as far as consistency, it's nothing unlike anything you've seen in Ravnica, but I think you definitely start to get the impression that the chemical makeup is not going to be anything you could possibly suspect.
For sure.
It's definitely a foreign substance. And even though the Simic are the type of people that can sort of construct biological organisms and control evolutions and stuff like that, even by just sort of being near this thing, I think a 17 is a high enough roll for you to understand that whatever biological process resulted in this particular substance is not really, it doesn't really make sense, right? Like, I don't even understand how something like this could be made.
Right.
It's like if I showed you like a pliable concrete.
Sure.
Right? It's like, how do you even do that? Concrete by its nature is like this. So I think it's that sort of thing where it's sort of a weird gooey substance and its viscousness is very confusing.
And Rurik Thar said earlier that this was a corrupted creature. Yes, as in it was a creature that had been overtaken by the corruption and there is no trace of that creature left. It's just the goo.
I mean, that is the creature.
Ulash was never to be tamed. Only foolish young who wish to prove their strength would challenge Ulash. None would live. The hate seed is pure hate. And now you can see what the black can do.
So Lauren's going to want to take a look into the cave.
It's just an empty cave.
Cool, thank you.
Some bones.
How did this start? And when did it begin to turn?
Nobody has any idea.
We've never been able to identify a source for any of the corruption that we've seen spreading either in the Zonnet or here out in the wild.
We think Nikia knows.
Who is Nikia?
Nikia leads the Zerta.
Is Nikia the kind of person who will speak to us?
Nikia will spit on you after you are dead.
I was afraid of.
So, in Lorzach's mind, the immediate concern is getting back to Selesnian territory to stop the fifth line from finishing. However, there is no safe passage back without ensuring that the Zerta cannot interfere.
Right. We have to deal with the Zerta in order to go deal with the fifth line.
We are hungry. We return now.
To the Gork clan?
Yes.
Hey, he just starts walking.
Before Perix goes, he will spend his second, third level spell slot to cast Sending and send a message to Xenia. I can send a short message of 25 words or less to a creature with which I am familiar. The creature hears the message in its mind, recognizes me as the sender if it knows you, and can answer in a like manner immediately. 25 words. I've been jotting potential options because it was really a rough way to get it down. All right, here's what I got. Found and fought the corruption. Rurik Thar taking us back to the Gore camp. War with Zerta coming. Get here quickly. We are out of time.
That seems pretty good.
I concur.
Pretty direct.
Can you send another one to the Grand Envoy?
I can, but I'm going to be sending it to my boss. I have another message I can send, but it's going to go to my boss, not yours.
Noted.
Okay.
Lorzach is following Rurik Thar.
Siloran turns to follow as well.
Lorzach, this is exactly what we fought at the Zonnet.
And this time we survived. Bodes well, I'd say.
We can totally beat this.
As long as we take them one at a time and have them outnumbered 4-1.
Agreed.
Wait, this is what you fought in the Zonnet?
Something very much like this was the thing rampaging at the very bottom of Zonnet 4, what we flushed out into the well.
Along with one of our compatriots.
Well, that's something to note as well, right? Because he talked about the fact that the hate seed became this and turned into this. But you, Perix, know what that experiment was in the Zonnet. And so that should possibly clue you in a little bit as to kind of the extremes that this corruption can do, given the fact that what that initial sort of ocular dog thing was that was at the bottom transformed into what they're describing was a giant dragon that killed somebody.
Right.
So you can only imagine where the starting level of power is as it balloons should be very frightening.
So Lauren has made it to the upper rim of this volcanic crater and yells down, "Are you coming?"
What? Yes. What
a smart ass.
Guy sucks.
Yeah, they're coming.
That's what he says to Fagara and Lorzach. Guy sucks.
Okay, So it takes another little bit of time, and I would say by early afternoon preparations for supper time, you guys make it back to the Gore clan.
So 24 hours left on the clock?
24 hours left on the clock.
Yes!
I would say by supper time of the following day.
Gotcha.
Are we invited to dinner? Is this food that we can partake in?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We beat his ass.
You beat him up.
Perix is going to take his food and then go to a corner of the camp to meditate quietly and send a message to Vizara.
Okay. As you guys enter the camp, though, before you decide to do that.
Got it.
You see a group of people running up to him, including Tamani, rushes up to them, and they all kind of bow a knee to Rurikthar. And they're like, great clan leader, we've caught one. A member of the Zerta, a scout. We have them tied up. And he kind of turns to you. He actually turns to you, Salorin.
May I speak to this Zerta clan's person?
Kind of waves you forward with his axe hand.
Salorin takes the hint and walks on in.
And then, like, as he's walking, you see somebody just walk up with, like, a wineskin and just hand it to him. And he's just pours it into both of his mouths on the walk as he's got a bit of a smile on his face.
I'm going to quietly follow Salorin.
Okay. Salorin. Are you going to take some time on your own?
Yeah, I'm going to take a second to send a message to Vizara.
Okay. Lorzach?
Lorzach is...
It's a high-protein-based dinner. They're not really veggie people.
One of the main concerns regarding the Golgari diet and the focus on vegetation first is that meat is useful. It can always move, and it can always do work. Not much to be done about this.
Okay. So you march to the back of the Gore clan camp, and between two trees, you see lashed rather violently is a centaur male who is absolutely covered in this black ichor. All the way up his chest and his neck. In fact, there's very little about him that seems to be centaurian anymore. Just sort of his face, but it's almost like that terrible Topher Grace venom design
Spider-Man
3. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like risen that far up.
And dunking on Spider-Man 3 in Counterpart.
And he's you know, thrashing to try and get away from this thing, but anytime he makes a particularly violent jerk he's lashed up in the air as the centaur are out from the wrists and from both hind and legs. It's really kind of a gruesome sight. And anytime he makes too violent of a lash, there are some gruels there to beat him rather aggressively. They are all striking him with clubs and sticks, though, because nobody actually wants to put their hands upon him.
I look over at Rurikthar. Can this savage even understand me?
Ask it.
Are you still alive?
It does not answer you, but it thrashes a little bit more, and then it takes a couple club beatings to the stomach.
I'm very good at what I do, but for that to happen, they need to be able to communicate with me. If they can't understand me, if their minds are overwhelmed by this thing, then this will be useless.
And then you hear the centaur just sort of scream at you. You will understand me if you cut me down. I'll tear out your throat. But yes, it can understand you. It speaks common, and it's pretty fucking crazy.
Great. Where is your leader, Nikia?
Nikia rides on the back of Ilhog, awaiting the end rays.
No, you fool. Where is Nikia on the rubble belt? Obviously, you failed. Do us the honor of telling us where she is so that we can challenge her the way that one of your savage kind understands.
We know where the Zerta are. Finding them is no challenge.
What happened to you? Why are you covered in all this ichor? Is the Zerta clan so weak that you had to resort to these cheap tricks? The hate seed that you all were so scared of, we've killed it. So tell me why.
The Zerta are not weak. We were the chosen.
And yet you're here strung up between trees. Good job, horse.
Technically, there are no horses within
Ravnica. Oh, fuck, sorry.
So he doesn't know what that means. But he rides a lot, and then pow, 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 takes a couple clubs to the stomach.
I talk to Rurikthar and say, please, be a bit more gentle. The more you hit them, the less time we have with them.
He ignores you. His Gore Clan cronies kind of look to him to be like, are we taking instructions from that guy? And he's just like, no.
We have healers.
I'm out of spell slots.
I see. Good thing I'm not out of maces.
Salorin nods and says, may the cow take over.
Who was the first chosen of your kind.
We were chosen. The Xertar still worship the old ways. The other Gru clans will fall before the might of Nikia on the back of Ilharg the Razebore.
Who first brought Ilharg's gift to the Xertar?
Nikia, champion of the Xertar, brought the gift to our clan. Brought us the Wheel of Ilharg with the Stone of Power.
Stone of Power, you say?
They have an orb.
Well, I think that answers the question. We need to get that orb, don't we?
And did she invoke the gift from Ilharg, or was it bestowed upon her?
Nikia speaks to Ilharg, prepares the land for the Endrays.
And are the Forerunners ready? Have they prepared for their final charge?
The Four Who's have not yet touched ground. We wait for Ilharg to be ready.
We still have some time.
I suppose we need to go to the Xertar and get one of those orbs, then.
Perix walks in, having sent the message, which we will discuss in a sec, and looks at the captured centaur.
He stops writhing when he looks at you.
And says, how long ago were you chosen?
That is a difficult answer, because I don't think the Gruul measure time the way other people do. I think with some discerning, it's within the last... I'd say, like, within the last year. And then he stares at you and asks,
has another hoof touched ground?
No.
And he sort of leans his head back and gives a centaur grunt in rage.
The end race will come, Gore Clan. The Razebore will trample on your bones.
What happens after the end race?
There will be a glorious onslaught. Every brick of Ravnica's scoring skylines will tumble to rubble, and the world will return to nature, and the guilds will be destroyed.
Perix walks up to the centaur, getting very close, and says, the saddest part about all this is you truly believe that any of this is worthwhile. We will win. You will lose, and the Xertar will be crushed. And then leaves.
On the next Encounter Party, the threat of the Xertar grows dire as it appears they might possess another orb. What they've mistaken as prophecy is actually the will of Merit Lage corrupting their very souls. But our players are not without allies, and the time has come to put the Xertar down for good. Will the Gore Clan be enough to take on the army of Merit Lage? Find out next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Original campaign written by Brian David Judkins. Sound capture and original effects by Will Malones. Edits and mixing by Ned Donovan and Katie Brow. Theme song and additional music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
What up, party people? It's Landry Fleming here. Subscribe to the podcast, rate, and review us. Join us on the Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. And for news and updates, go to EncounterParty.com. And as Lionel Richie says, all night long, all night, let's keep this party going.